WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
Today we hear from SetPoint, a Pittsburgh-based group offering specialized self-defense training for those who have experienced the threat of gender-based violence. 90.5 WESA's Brian Cook has more on the organization that serves groups both nationwide and here at home.
Kick!
No!
The set part is strength and empowerment training. And the point is the point at which we believe in our strengths and we defend what we value.
Lisa Nakamura is SetPoint's founding director and also a 6-degree senior master in Shaolin Kung Fu. She says by targeting SetPoint's service to communities most at risk of suffering sexual, physical, and mental trauma, the organization aims to prevent potential violence from happening.
Communities of color, communities of immigrant families, people within the Islamic faith. We're working a lot with the LGBTQ community. We're also supporting survivors of previous sexual violence and domestic assault, as well as working with persons in recovery.
Ready!
No.
Ready!
No.
Good!
When we founded SetPoint, one of the things that was really, really important to us is that this training be accessible.
Executive Director Michelle Montag is a 3rd-degree black belt in Shaolin Kung Fu. Both she and Nakamura are also trained in sexual harassment and rape prevention. Montag says the vision involves participants developing the skills vital for all aspects of self-preservation.
This type of self-defense training shows that people that go through it come out with greater levels of confidence. And a lot of that is really the coupling of the physical skills with skills around situational awareness and skills around boundary setting and using your voice.
Montag says the statistics of assault against women are shocking.
About 1 in 3 women worldwide is the victim of a domestic violence. We know that colleges and universities all across the country now that say somewhere between 20% and 25% of young women in colleges are sexually assaulted during their 4 years. It is something that cuts across social classes, it cuts across genders, it cuts across races, it cuts across ethnicities, religions.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Molly Pascal is an active participant in SetPoint's ongoing sessions and says she has greatly benefited from the programming.
It's intimidating to walk into a workshop like this, and there's a degree of fear.
Speaking from her own experiences, she also speaks on behalf of many women who are overcoming the stereotype that women are unable to protect themselves.
I don't think I even knew how to throw a punch when I walked into this workshop. I learned, you know, where to put my thumbs on a fist. I learned how to hold my hand. There are so many things a woman can do to go for the eyes or the throat or the instep in the foot. And it doesn't take necessarily a lot of physical strength to do those things.
So far, over 1,500 women and men have participated in SetPoint's ongoing training and sexual assault counseling sessions. I'm Brian Cook, 90.5 WESA News.
No!
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories at WESA.FM/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.